This is Daim Shabazz at the Chess Drum. We're in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 39th World Open. The tournament is coming to a close, and actually some of the results have come in, and some of the players have already claimed winnings. I have with me the organizer or director of the St. Nicholas Chess and Backgammon Club, and I'm going to have him to introduce us to the organization and tell us a bit about it.
Well, my name is Curtis Schumacher, go by JB at the club. And it first started, we've been open since December 1st of last year. And we opened it because we didn't have a place to play in the winter. So it's about 300 of us. And we needed a place where we can get everybody to come together and so that they can network and what have you. So we managed to have the owner is here, David Smith. And so we got this club together that we might be able to play in the winter, and so far it's doing pretty good.
So you said you have 300 players. These players are in the general
metropolitan area in New York.
Okay, so they come from all the different boroughs.
Well, yes. Yes, it's fair to say that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, the types of activities that you have there at the club, are they in blitz tournaments, longer tournaments? What type of things do you have going on there?
Well, we haven't established ourselves yet with tournament because our space would be small to the community at large.
Mm-hmm.
We have about, I'd say about 7-8 tables that would fit two boards, so with that space, we can throw a tournament. If we invited everybody in the city, then we could house them. So, but we plan on getting next door, we have the whole corner, in which case then we can hold tournaments of various kind, backgammon, chess tournaments and the like.
Mm-hmm. So how many of the club members are here at the World Open?
I'd say about 4 or 5.
4 or 5.
Yeah.
It seems like I've seen more people wearing those shirts than 4 or 5. So do you have other types of supporters who just want to support what you do?
No. I would say they were club members.
Okay.
Or affiliates, active in the club. Probably wearing t-shirts representing, but no, they're active players in the club.
Well, it's good that we have these types of clubs, but because there is a shortage of chess clubs just in general. A lot of people are playing on the internet, and so what's your turnout like in terms of participation?
Well, in the winter it was, figure we would average over, say, maybe $150 a day.
Mm-hmm.
With a $3 a day chess players, $30 a month for members.
Okay.
So we'd average maybe like $150.
Do you have any ideas of having training, maybe chess training?
Well, we have trained for the kids now. Right now we got a program going on where the children get free. They're free every Saturday from 10 to 2. We have free lessons for children. And we're going to extend this as soon as we get back. We're going to extend it for another month. And maybe sometime in August, chess camp. So we're working on it.
Now tell the audience something about yourself, how you got involved in chess, perhaps where you started playing, because New York has a very rich chess history, or on a professional level and the street level as well. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, sure. In 1975, I chose to go to school in Charlotte, North Carolina, Johnson C. Smith University. I had missed it in New York because I was always going down south back and forth for the summers. But one February, I was going to Smith and be enrolled in Johnson C. Smith. And I saw everybody around the school wall playing chess. So I said, well, being a competitor, pool player, I said, I'd be pretty good if I learned how to play this. So I learned how to play, and inside of a week, I would beat those who taught me how to play. Just win a game or two. That went on for about 15 months. And one day I came to New York, spring break. We come to New York. I went to the Chess City, 99th Street and Broadway. And everybody in the club beat on me. And I couldn't understand it. What's this? And suddenly I realized that these people knew what they were doing. But that I was playing on trial and error. I looked around and saw books. I said, Jamie, they know what they know what they're doing. You're guessing. Mm-hmm. Well, now since I'm home on college break, it's just another set of books I need to read. So, from school books to chess books. And that's how I got started.
So you're originally from New York?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you are probably familiar with all the different history, Washington Square Park. All the different parks. Now, is there a lot of, I know a lot of the brothers in New York, they like to play for stakes.
Yes.
Is that a big part of St. Nicholas Club?
Yes. Double exclamation.
Okay.
Yes, they like to play for stakes. Nothing like a dollar, $2 bet. They keep you right there in focus. You're not going to be doing too much clowning for your money. And if I play you a game and we play for nothing, if the game get heated and tough, it's easy for you to give me the game. You know what I mean? But if you're playing for your money, you're going to stick in there with it. You ain't so inclined to resign this game, you know what I mean, and go on to another or give it to me with any old kind of move. You ain't inclined to do that for your money, you know? So we want to keep the game original and good, thus the bet.
Well, it seems that's popular in a lot of countries that I've been to with chess, particularly black countries. There's a lot of blitz. There's not so much in terms of stakes and bets, but blitz is very popular in a lot of the countries that I've been to. Now, how are these club members doing in this the World Open?
Well, now we got one guy who's playing for first. Well, I must say he's playing for second because first place was taken by a guy that's under 2,000. Mm-hmm. One guy already has 8 points, and the most this guy can get right now is 7.5. Before now, I thought he was going to win, but he just sacked the queen for the rook. So he got two rooks and a bishop against queen and bishop. Mm-hmm. That's going to be something to see. Mm-hmm. But the other three guys that we had in here, we had another guy in under 2,000. He went on home. You had two in the under 2,200. Mm-hmm. They didn't do so well. And you have a few others. Mm-hmm. They didn't do so well.
Well, it's I think the results, they come and go. You get good results, you get bad results.
Well,
but
we're all over the tough examination.
It is.
No doubt.
But I think the good thing is the other day when I saw the brothers wearing the shirts, it immediately caught my attention. And to me, as a journalist, I look, that's a story. That's an immediate story. And I was intrigued to know that that's happening because you may have know about the Black Bear tradition in New York, That was really a beautiful spirit there. Not so much, I don't think they have much going on these days with the Black Bear, but it's good to see that you have something going on in New York. And, you know, if I'm ever up there, I'll have to look you all up. I don't gamble, but you know, I'd definitely be interested in seeing what you have going on up there, and keep me posted. Can you give me some contact information, email? If you can just tell the audience the address.
91 Edgecombe. That would be on the corner of 139th Street in Manhattan.
Okay. All right. So there you have it. We have the St. Nicholas Chess and Backgammon Club. And if you're in New York, pay him a visit, and I'm pretty sure that you'll have all the competition that you want there. So that'll do it, and this is Daeem Shahbaz of Chess Drum, who's signing off.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it.